tell us about the exhibit, or is it exhibits?
Essentially, it's one exhibit that we have dedicated to Women's History Month. Women's History Month is actually March, and so we've gotten it up. We're going to leave it up through April, though, and it's this year's National Women's History Month theme is Inspiring Innovation Through Imagination, and what that is essentially celebrating are women in science, technology, engineering, and math. And we have culled out some historic local personalities that women who have had made some contribution to those areas in our community, and so we've got a little display set up for them.
Is there a standout among that group of women?
I don't know that I'd want to pick a standout. There are a number of women that could be considered pioneers, and we've focused on six of them. Mm-hmm. And we've got the first female doctor in Hopkinsville. She was also one of the first two women to graduate from the University of Louisville's medical school. And we have a nurse. With two nurses, the first registered nurse in Hopkinsville, and then a nurse who worked at the African-American hospital in town in the 1940s through 1970s. We have a chemistry teacher, a Red Cross worker from World War II, and a radio personality. That's how we tied our technology in.
Ah, I see. But just out of professional curiosity, who is the radio announcer?
Her name is Julia Henry, and Julia, Miss Julia, as she was known affectionately. She was on the air for years and years and years, and she had a radio show on WKOA in Hoptown. It was started out as a half-hour show, was stretched to an hour, and she played the piano and did interviews and had read recipes and did all kinds of kind of social things.
I see. Well, it sounds like she would actually be a good fit for here, actually. Well, could you talk a bit more about the regional significance of this exhibit? What's going to draw people from Mayfield and Murray and Paducah to Hopkinsville to see these stories about these women?
Well, these women, although they are from Hopkinsville, they represent a wider group and a wider representation of women who weren't really encouraged in the early to mid-1900s, especially to pursue careers in the fields of science and technology. I think it's an interesting way to look at women and to celebrate their accomplishments in an area that they weren't necessarily encouraged to accomplish things.
Hmm. Well, are these exhibits, I don't want to sound dismissive, but are they just exhibits? Are they part of a larger educational component?
They are, for right now, because we are focusing on Women's History Month, they are part of a larger educational component, definitely, for educating our audience, be that local or regional or further out, of women and of people from this area and how those accomplishments have affected a greater good and how they have worked together to take our history and push it forward and how those things have affected our future.
So are there presentations in addition to the exhibits?
Right now, Hopkinsville is having a Women's History Month celebration itself that's been put on by the Human Relations Commission, and actually that culminates tonight in a Women's History Award ceremony that's going to go on. So we're kind of fitting into a larger community celebration of Women's History Month.
So kind of priming people for it, but you'll be showing the exhibit through the end of April, so if you've piqued interest, it's there to take part in.
Exactly. Well, the only other thing that I would mention, and this will be going on the same time as the women's exhibit is up. It definitely is not just women. It may be something that's considered more of a women's art than a man's art, but we have men who contribute definitely as well. Our quilt show is going to run through April as well. And so we're real excited to start accepting quilts made or owned by people in the area, and we'll have the quilts on display through April.
It is that time of year, isn't it?
It is.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, you're welcome.